And to get your blood flowing, because it's Palm Sunday, I need you to stand. And because this is kind of a giant pep rally, we're gonna start out by doing a little cheerleading to get us ready for the day. So give me a J.
J.
Give me an E.
E.
Give me an S.
S.
Give me a U.
U.
Give me an S.
S.
What's that spell?
Jesus.
A little bit louder.
Jesus.
A little bit prouder.
Jesus.
There we go. We are pepped up and ready to go. So let's begin with our dialogue. And I expect to hear that peppiness, at least to the first hymn. So here we go. This is the day that the Lord has made.
Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
Hosanna, O Lord, save us.
We pray to you, Lord, prosper our days.
Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord.
We bless you from the house of the Lord.
The Lord is God and has given us light.
From the procession with branches up to the corner of the altar.
Give thanks to the Lord, for the Lord is good.
God's mercy endures forever.
All right, three times. Let's say this together. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
So, very nice. Jesus, Son of God. Today's message of Palm Sunday is that Jesus is King. Let's wave our palm branches one more time for Jesus the King. Why would we do that today? It's because this coming week we go through Good Friday, don't we? Where Jesus dies on a cross. He gives his life for the sake of the world. And it's on that day that we have a hard time seeing Jesus as King. And so today on Palm Sunday we declare it with clarity and purity so that the whole world, so that everybody in this place knows that Jesus is our King. He's a King like no other. He's willing to lay down his life so that we can have life. He is the most wonderful King that we could ever ask for. Shall we pray to Jesus? Jesus, you are our King, and we love you. Thank you for giving your life for the sake of the world. To save us all from sin and death and the power of evil. Thank you, Jesus. We love you. Amen. Thank you guys for singing and for coming up today and for sharing your message. Very nice. Keep waving your palm branches all week long.
The reading today is from Zechariah chapter 9, verses 9 through 12, the coming ruler of God's people. Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout aloud, O daughter of Jerusalem. Lo, your king comes to you. Triumphant and victorious is he, humble and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey. I will cut off the chariot from Ephraim and the war horse from Jerusalem, and the battle bow shall be cut off, and he shall command peace to the nations. His dominion shall be from sea to sea and from the river to the ends of the earth. As for you also, because the blood of my covenant with you, I will set your captives free from the waterless pit. Return to your stronghold, O prisoners of hope. Today I declare that I will restore to you double.
Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 21st chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. When they had come near Jerusalem and had reached Bethphage at the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, "Go into the village ahead of you, and immediately you will find a donkey tied and a colt with her. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, just say this, 'The Lord needs them,' and he will send them immediately." This took place to fulfill what had been spoken through the prophet, saying, "Tell the daughters of Zion, look, your king is coming to you, humble and mounted on a donkey and on a colt, a foal of the donkey." The disciples went and did as Jesus had directed them. They brought the donkey and the colt and put their cloaks on them, and he sat on them. A very large crowd spread their cloaks on the road, and others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. The crowds that went ahead of him and that followed were shouting, "Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest!" When he entered Jerusalem, the whole city was in turmoil, asking, "Who is this?" The crowds were saying, "This is the prophet Jesus from Nazareth in Galilee." The gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. You may be seated. Please pray with me. O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth will declare your praise, for you are our King. You are the one who has come to save us. Where there is despair, give us hope. Where there is darkness, light. Where there is gloom, sunshine. Lord Jesus, come into our hearts this day. Let your living word take root again this day. Root that will bear fruit through our lives for your glory. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. As I said to the children this morning, there's a simple message in the heart, at the heart of Palm Sunday. And I love this day, and I love the message, because in the coming week, it will be difficult to see this truth. Jesus is King. Will you say that with me? Jesus is King. Say it again. Jesus is King. It's important to remember this truth, this proclamation, because on Good Friday, Jesus will take action that no other king has taken in the history of the world. He will lay down his life for his people. Psalm 97 declares that the Lord is King. Let the earth rejoice. This is good news. It is good news for God's people. It is good news for the earth. The Lord is King. Let the earth rejoice. It's good news unless you are the king. The king that just may be dethroned by the entrance of Jesus into Jerusalem or into your life. You see, there's also one consequence of this message that Jesus is King. And that consequence is there is room for only one king. A power struggle is coming. That's what this turmoil is all about. That's what this question that the people ask from their lips as Jesus enters Jerusalem is all about. Who is this? It's not about his name. It's not about where he is from. It's about his purpose, his purpose for coming into Jerusalem, for creating this turmoil, and for stirring up the people. The power struggle is coming. Regime change never comes without resistance and struggle. That is a concept that we are far too familiar with in our day and age. Regime changes, power struggles. We see them on the national scale. We experience them in our own government. We experience them in our own communities and in our own families. Power struggle, regime change never comes without struggle. And it appears that with Jesus' entrance into Jerusalem, a regime change is coming. As Jesus marches into Jerusalem, this is clearly a political event, an event that marks the beginning of something new and the end of something old. The people are hopeful, they're expectant, they cry out, "Hosanna to the Son of David." Hosanna, meaning save us. Son of David, of course, is a political title, a title referring to the great King David. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord, they shout. Hosanna in the highest. The NRSV adds the word heaven. Hosanna to the highest, in the highest heaven. But there's nothing heavenly about this. This is, in this moment, it's about a regime change on earth, about who rules the hearts of the people. Hosanna in the highest throne. They are elevating Jesus to the throne of his ancestor David, an earthly and political throne, and that is their expectation, that he will take that throne and rule over their enemies and over the people. In the people's mind, this was not a heavenly battle, but it was a battle for that throne of their ancestor, King David. These people knew Zechariah chapter 9. Rejoice greatly, O daughter Zion. Shout aloud, O daughter Jerusalem. Lo, your king comes to you, triumphant and victorious is he, humble and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey. Later on in that same chapter, the prophet proclaims, the Lord of hosts will protect them, and they shall devour and tread down the slingers. They shall drink their blood like wine, and be full like a bowl, drenched like the corners of the altar. On that day, the Lord their God will save them, for they are the flock of his people. For like the jewels of a crown, they shall shine in his land. Their expectation was a cleansing of their land, was a ridding once and for all of their Roman occupiers. And yet in verse 12 of Matthew's gospel, the story that follows our text for today, Jesus enters Jerusalem and goes to the temple. And in his first stop at the temple, he performs his greatest and only act of violence, overturning the tables of the money changers. He attacks the sacred center of his own people's religious institution, and they're baffled by this. He was to drive out the enemy. He was to drive out Rome and to free them. And yet Jesus too knows the prophet Zechariah. Zechariah's words, return to your stronghold, O prisoner of hope. What does the prophet mean by this? Return to your stronghold, O prisoner of hope. It's a Lenten theme. Return to the Lord, the God of your ancestors. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The psalmist declares in Psalm 27. The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? The prophet Isaiah, or prophet Zechariah, is calling for the people to return to the Lord, their stronghold, the one who has been with them in the past and the one who will be with them in the future as this regime takes hold, takes root, and begins to rule. Return to your stronghold, O prisoners of hope. That's one of the most poetic verses in the whole Bible. A verse that I love because it calls not only the ancient people to return to the Lord, but it calls you and I. It calls us to turn our hearts to the Lord, to return to our stronghold, to the one who can give us life, the only one who can give us life. Jesus, it seems to me, attacks the temple precisely because it was at the sacred heart of God's people, and it had become corrupt. It had become a sin management system that had become a burden upon God's people rather than a freeing and liberating community of faith. The people who ruled the temple had become king. And remember, there's only room for one king. On this Palm Sunday, I invite you to think about the kingdoms of your life. What kingdoms and thrones and rules have you set up around you? Kingdoms and rules and thrones that keep the Lord at a distance, that promote your own agenda versus God's agenda for your life. There's room for only one king. That's true on a national scale, and it's true in our lives as well. A few weeks ago, when we were studying the Lord's Prayer, as we studied the petition, Thy Kingdom Come, Pastor Steve taught us that prayer is a prayer against ourself. Because in that petition, we pray, Thy Kingdom Come. rather than my kingdom come. And yet day by day we so often live as if we're trying to promote and establish and protect our own kingdom rather than the kingdom that Jesus wants to usher into our lives, the kingdom of love, of justice, of peace, and of hope. Thy kingdom come. Dear friends, as we move into Holy Week, as we move into this Holy Week, I want you to expect a regime change in your life. For Jesus is King. And there is room for only one King. I invite you now to return to that opening dialogue that we read as the service began. Let's recite this again by half verse as it's printed in your folder, recognizing that Jesus is King. This is the day that the Lord has made. Hosanna, O Lord, save us.
We praise you, Lord. Prosper our days.
Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord.
We bless you from the house of the Lord.
The Lord is God. The Lord is King and has given us light.
From our procession, the branches up to the corners of the altar.
Give thanks to the Lord, for the Lord is good.
God's mercy endures forever.
This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
With the whole church, let us confess our faith. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten and not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became truly human. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who is spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Lifting our voices and turning toward God, let us pray for the church, the earth, and all who are in need. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we are waving our palm branches in adoration of you. Hosanna. Hosanna in the highest. Open up our eyes and help us to hear your voice. Lord, in your mercy, we seek your peace and guidance in our lives, even in the wake of frightening world events, frightening economic crisis and political strife, and particularly the genocide occurring in Syria. Bless the refugees and immigrants who are seeking safety for their families. Lord, in your mercy. Lord, help us to remember that you are sovereign. We do not know or understand your plans, but we do know that you are in control. We are instructed to pray for our enemies, not just our family and friends. Sometimes we do not want to follow this difficult command. Lord, in your mercy. Lord, give us the desire to follow you, to live by faith, to go down the right road. We yearn to trust you always. We will not fear, for you are ever with us, and you will never leave us to face our perils alone. Lord, in your mercy. Lord, we are thankful that you have created each one of us. Help us to seek your extraordinary love. Help us intersect our deepest gladness with the deepest needs of society. Help us to be instruments of your peace. Help us to stand up for righteousness and to help the poor, the disadvantaged, and all who are less fortunate than ourselves. Strengthen us to be courageous disciples for you. Lord, in your mercy. And we pray for the personal, physical, and spiritual needs for our visitors and everyone in the congregation. We seek serenity and healing for each person listed in the bulletin as we say aloud each of their first names: Viva, Michaela, Judy, Ralph, Sonia, Amy, family of Adeline, family of Lynn, Ione, Strauss, Marge, Brock, Rodney, missionaries Colin, Jenny, Josephine, and Amos, and the Evangelical Lutheran Church of the Maguines. Lord, in your mercy. We remember and give thanks for those who have joined you in eternal life, light. Provide comfort for their families. Let their lives of faith shine in our hearts and guide our paths. Lord, in your mercy. We remember those who were imprisoned or martyred for their faith and give thanks for their bold confession and witness. Lord, in your mercy. Into your hands, merciful God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your steadfast love through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
God, who has called us forth from the dust of the earth and claimed us as children of light, strengthen you on your journey into life renewed. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
Marked with the cross of Christ, waving our palm branches in adoration, go forth in love and serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.